And welcome to the Tales of the Long Box podcast. This is episode 286, Spotlight on Marvel Comics Inhumans versus X-Men number 2, circa 2017. I am Chris Mosby.
I am Caleb Gerard. Circa 2017, so there was, I guess. You have to look forward to, eventually they're going to have Inhumans versus X-Men 2 in, I don't know, 2020, 2013?
Why not? They, you know, Civil War 2, and this is like Avengers versus X-Men, or everybody versus X-Men, since, you know, they don't really own the rights to them. All right, I just got through reading, they're going to do, Fox ordered a pilot of an X-Men TV show. It's going to have X-Men in it, actual X-Men. That's all I've read. This is
Marvel or Fox or whomever taking on the DC CW stuff. We'll see.
I haven't watched a lot of stuff in a while.
Neither. We're way behind on the Flash. I think the last episode of Flash we watched was the big crossover. That was the last time we watched Flash.
See, I haven't even watched that.
You haven't watched that?
Oh, well, the kids want to watch it. They want me to watch it with them, but it's like neither one of them, they're always doing something that they want to do when I want to watch it and vice versa, so I'm just going to watch it without them and then pretend like I don't know anything.
Because kids are dumb.
Well, you know, yeah. Yeah. Got their head in the phone or Xbox or something all the time. That's fine.
Well, I'm looking forward, and I don't know when it starts. Is the legacy TV show? I will be keeping an eye on that one.
Oh, that, yeah, right. The one with JSA, supposedly, I think, isn't it?
No. From Fox, the one with the.
Oh, you mean Legion?
Legion. What did I say? Did I say legacy?
Legacy.
I meant Legion.
Yeah,
you're right.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
I didn't either. Apparently, I meant Legion. You're absolutely right. That should give us a good indication of what they're capable of. Because the other shows that are out there are all Marvel shows, which is the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Mockingbird. What was her name? Sharon Carter. I mean, those are all.
I stopped
Marvel years.
I stopped watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It just got silly. After you watch Daredevil and those like that, then you go try to watch those. It's like I couldn't do it anymore. You know, after watching Daredevil, it's like this is what it's supposed to be like. According to what I've got here, Legion starts and it is actually David Haller. Huh, interesting.
Yep.
10 days.
Oh, well, so. And that's, and today is January 29th, 2017, so that would be, don't tell me, I'll do the math.
You go right ahead.
Yeah, it'll be February 8th.
Okay.
Aha.
That'll work. 2017. Did you hear about that Power, did you see the ads for that Powerless show?
No.
That comedy that NBC's doing? They completely changed the premise of it. Yeah, the one with Alan Tudyk in it, and he's supposed to be like Wayne's cousin. Or something, and he's like running the R&D division of Wayne Technologies, and it looks even the first premise was bad enough. This looks ridiculous.
Yeah, but it's Alan Tudyk. I mean,
yeah,
for goodness
sake. I'm still gonna watch it, but
yeah.
I'm not gonna enjoy it. Maybe I don't know. The people that I've seen little snippets that they're like, oh my god, this is stupid. Anyway, whatever.
The guy's hilarious. You should
get a chance
to watch Con Man. That's on the Comic-Con network.
I might have procured some episodes of that.
Yes, I am. I have watched them all on YouTube. I'm about halfway through season 2 right now.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of them yet, but I've got them all.
Oh my god! I my poor cube mates. They hear me laugh and like.
Yeah.
It's lunch. I can do whatever the hell I want.
I don't miss cube mates.
Yes, well.
I barely have any human interaction, so, you know.
Speaking of human interaction, this is inhuman interaction.
Oh, very good. Now, hey, nice segue back to the topic. I like it. It's good stuff.
Thank you.
All right. Who did this last time? Was it you or me or Murray? Oh, by the way, Murray, he is tied up doing teacher things. He may or may not be able to join us later, depending on his getting, you know, grading things done.
He's probably going to go watch Riverdale.
Yeah. That, you know, yeah, I've got a, the first episode that I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Okay.
I won't. I will. I don't know.
I probably don't know. I don't know. What the hell? I got a lot of things that I've recorded that I haven't watched.
Power up through this thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so this was Inhumans versus X-Men number dose 2 for those who speak English. For those who have not been deported yet. There's my political statement of the hour. Yeah. So this issue has Medusa, Human Torch, Iso, Inferno, Frank McGee, Crystal, and Flint representing the Inhumans, and Storm, Magneto, Magic, Psylocke, Nightcrawler, Young Beast, Young Cyclops, Young Angel, Wolverine, X-23 to those who are paying attention, and Sabretooth representing the X-Men side of the...
Yeah, it really bugs me having him on the team.
Sabretooth?
Yeah, really does.
Why is that?
Because Magneto's a villain, but that guy's a serial killer almost. I mean, you know.
They deal with that in Extraordinary X-Men. It's Uncanny. Uncanny, excuse me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I lost track. There's so many X-Men titles. So this is by Jeff Lemire and Charles Soule doing the writing. And this issue, we got Lionel Francis Yu doing the art with Jerry. Oh, my God. How do you pronounce that last name? Something Armenian, looks like, doing the inking, and other people doing stuff. And there were lots of variant covers. There was an Art Adams and Paul Mounts did one.
Wow, I'll have to look
Michael
for that.
Cho did one. Dexter Vines and Adrian Saif and Edgar Delgado did one, and Terry Dodson and Rachel Dodson did another, which I would actually like to see that one.
That might be a good one.
Yeah. Previously, in Inhumans versus X-Men, when the Terrigen... I can't do Ted Knight. I would love to be able to do a Ted Knight. That would be so cool.
I'm sorry, don't have some ominous music to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Or have
when
that, that old World War II news brief sound or something.
Yeah.
On the front lines. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Coming to you from the front lines of Germany, we've got the Terrigen Mist, the catalyst that grants Inhumans their powers, were discovered to be poisonous to mutants. Veteran X-Men Cyclops and Emma Frost rallied a contingent of mutants and destroyed one of the massive Terrigen clowns circling the Earth. However, the crusade was cut short when Cyclops was killed on the field of battle by Black Bolt, King of the Inhumans. All a lie, as we found out, by the way.
Yes, we did. Reader's Digest version.
Yes. Before all-out war erupted, the two races struck a truce, allowing Dr. Henry McCoy, a.k.a. Old Beast, to seek a means of peacefully preserving the futures of both people. But Beast... Old Beast again, recently learned that the remaining Terrigen is saturating the atmosphere and is only 2 weeks. And in only 2 weeks, Earth will be completely uninhabitable to mutant kind. Before Old Beast could share his findings with the Inhumans, his fellow X-Men struck him down and set in motion a plan to eliminate the Inhuman threat. We now join the story in progress.
There we go.
Sorry. Pages turning slowly, loading. Oh, come on. Seriously? There we go. All right. Oh, hey, come on. Sorry, my little reader. Okay, here we go. So we're in New Atalan.
Yes.
Alert all residents. Queen Medusa has initiated Defense Protocol X. Security personnel, report to assigned battle stations. Non-combatants, proceed to your nearest shelter zone. So basically, they're locking down New Adelan, which this is like on the shore of New York City. So it's kind of an odd place to have a battle, but they don't really deal with that, which is strange
Yeah, I'd
because,
forgotten that that's where they were at.
yeah, I mean, they're like
Well, I
right
didn't,
there.
I mean, I should have realized it because they talk about it, but now that you brought it up, yeah, I agree. That,
Yeah,
like,
they're
some other super group didn't get involved, like the Avengers, for example.
yeah, because we just watched Cloverfield last night, for instance, and like there was a lot of freaking damage that went on in that movie. So this would you'd think there would be some whatever residual, but
Yeah, you would
so
think.
they're putting them on lockdown, and Eskimo brother, Eskimo sister to Johnny Storm, Medusa and Johnny Storm are hanging out up there.
Is it just me, or is he even a bigger tool than he's ever been?
I don't know. He's always been kind of a tool. That
Well,
was his. That was one of his
yeah, his
shticks.
shticks, yes, I know, but it's just, I don't know. They're really, I never really. I mean, the fa my thing with the Fantastic Four is they fought all the time, I guess. And, I mean, that's part of their dynamic, but I guess that's why it never interests me, and he just, like. He just seems like a mindless idiot to me. Where he goes, he thinks with his flaming, you know, what's us.
Yes, he is. He is not the most mature of
I
superheroes.
mean, it doesn't matter if, you know, he takes things, girlfriends, and now he's messing around with Black Bolts, which I don't know if they're even married anymore. I don't know anything
They're
about
not.
that. Okay,
They're
there you go.
not. They are. They are. Their marriage was dissolved
All
at some
right then.
point. So he volunteers to go out and talk to the X-Men, thinking he, saying, "Hey, I'm a non-combatant. I'm kind of, I straddle the." In his mind, he still straddles the line, and he's a neutral superhero, and she reminds him, "No,
Yes.
they know who you are. They know what your relationship
I
is with
thought
us."
that was that just like lowered his intelligence to a level that. You know, it's like, dude, you're sleeping with her. Everybody knows that. I haven't, you know, I don't even read this stuff usually, and I know that. I mean, come on.
No secret there. And so he goes to fly off to help the Inhumans protect, or the combatant Inhumans protect the non-combatant Inhumans. And she sends him off with a smell of burnt hair.
It's like, go on, you bother me.
Yeah, boy, that's kind of gross. I've smelled burnt hair, and it ain't
Yeah, no, it's
furry.
not. It's not.
Pretty nasty. So Medusa goes inside and talks to ISO. ISO, where are you? Inferno and I are at the main gate. We just got them sealed. Is it really the X-Men? Asks ISO. Yes, I'm not sure what they want. All right. But I
Want your
assume the
Girl Scout
worst.
cookies? That's what they want.
Apparently, I want
Sorry.
some of the goddamn Thin Mints, Medusa. Speaking of which, I need to go out and get some Thin Mints. And try those new s'more ones. I've heard they're pretty good.
I can't eat that stuff.
Yeah, you're lost. Chocolate, chocolate, chocolate.
Yeah. Well,
So we have
that and
a bunch of we
sugar.
have a bunch of
Well,
Okay, that'll do it.
yeah.
So we got the X-Men coming in. No, the mutants will come for me first, she says. The longer I can keep them occupied, the more time we'll have for Black Bolt or Crystal to get here. So she's still relying on Black Bolt and Crystal to come and get them out of their troubles, not knowing that both of them are have already been taken off the taken out of the equation by the X-Men. And that was last issue, I think, or maybe it was number zero. They were both taken out of the equation along with Lockjaw.
Yes.
And sorry, pages are turning awfully slow in my little reader thingy here.
I'm
And then she
sorry.
puts on a flashback uniform. This reminds me of when she first appeared back in the day when she was Lady Medusa, and she would have the mask on when she was a villain fighting with the fearful boar, frightful, whatever they
Yep,
were.
I vaguely remember that.
And she tells ISO, "This is my home. These are my people. I will not let the X-Men steal their future." And ISO is saying, "Medusa, I think it's starting." And why, so it is. Yeah, it looks like the mutants have decided to skip the negotiation phase. Good luck, ISO. The mist's willing. We will see each other again. And she goes off to battle X-Men with her freaky hair. And oh my God, what is wrong with my reader today? I am so sorry, guys.
I can take over if you're having trouble.
Yeah, you may need to, because it's just my reader has decided to freeze up on page transitions.
Okay, so she sends him off, and you got some guy with pistols and a suit and tie saying, "Hey, can you hear me? We're under heavy attack. I need backup."
That's Frank. That's Frank, by the way.
That McGee guy. That's a terrible code name. I had a question here in a little bit, but I don't know.
Okay.
We got a guy with wings there fighting. It looks like Warpath beating on this rock guy. The mutants everywhere. We all need backup. It's like they're wanting Crystal and her team. So Storm's standing there, and she's floating majestically with her mohawkness. Everyone, listen. We must be careful here. Remember, just because we need to do this doesn't mean we need to hurt any innocents. Inhuman royal family is our target, not the new Atlan civilians. They must remain unharmed. And if you can, assure them that this is only temporary. And in about that time, Magneto shows up, and he's got a sentinel with him, which I think one of the mutants has got a sentinel.
Yeah, well, it is actually a team member, and it is a sentinel body.
Cerebra?
Yeah.
He mentions her. Cerebra provided quick transport.
Yeah, she has teleporting abilities, and she has inhabited the body of a sentinel. I don't know why. I don't know when. It just happened.
How convenient. He's wanting to know if we're ready for phase two. Magic, are you ready? Yes. Off to teleport me some Inhumans. So she goes on to Frank McGee, and he's got some kind of glowy eye thing, which apparently has no powers to it because he's using really nice pistols, but still pistols nonetheless. She ports in. She's doing it more like Nightcrawler, though. I kind of find that maybe a slight oversight on their end, but hey. Because I always thought she had to open
I remember her powers used to be like a stepping disc or something like that.
Yeah, this portal would come up, and it wasn't Bamfy, like the, you know. So this rock guy, I don't know who that guy is. She jumps in and teleports him. What is she doing? And then boom, and then some other looking snaky thing. And there's Iceman, a Iceman, I'm not sure which one. Careful, Lilania, this one is tougher than she looks. I can handle her. Poof, she's gone. And so you see, young Beast is kicking some buttocks. He's getting shot at. He made it to the older Beast's lab, and he's looking around looking for something. About that time, Medusa shows up. Beast, why are your people attacking us? Wait, who are in? Oh, she gets mad. Wrong Beast. You. It's like you hear Storm like, what's going on? It's Medusa. How dare you invade my home like this? Attack my people. And she does this kind of like, you know, spider leg kind of thing coming out of the ground, which is her hair. She must moisturize and condition her hair quite well. Because
yeah, I think she uses she probably uses gel to harden it up.
I would imagine so, yeah.
Or maybe it's foamy stuff.
And I think like her hair braids have got like spikes on them for extra effect. So yeah,
looks like
it's
it.
Good stuff. So she's wrapping him, wrapping him up, and he realizes he's in a hair-raising predicament.
Oh, hey.
I had to do it. I had to. We don't want to hurt you, but we have no choice. We have to do this. And she's like, we're trying to work with you. We're not your endangered, my people. She's not. That is done. She's not happy. And then about that time, you think you can hurt me, child? About that time, Nightcrawler, which I miss more than any of them. Believe it or not, we're not here to hurt you, Fraulein, only to take you somewhere where you can't hurt us. Which isn't Limbo where his in-between spot where he teleports, or is that someplace else?
No, anyway. that's what's her name? That's Magic goes to Limbo.
Yeah,
I
know there's an in-between place he goes because I remember reading those old Marvel Universe encyclopedia things.
Oh, is there? Oh.
That's what that pop is. and the smell of brimstone, it's like a leak from where he, the in-between place he goes. It's almost instantaneous though.
Well,
Anyway.
a little Prilosec will help that out every time.
So he bamfs away, and Henry, get anything you can from that lab. Got it, Storm, if there's anything left. Oh, pardon me. Sorry. I was up till 3 playing games.
Got that out of your system? Okay.
Let me get a sip of caffeinated wonderfulness. Okay. Diet Dr. Pepper needs to sponsor me. I probably pay for several college tuitions every week for my intake.
Brought to you by those fine folks at Dr. Pepper.
Yes, Inferno, the chick Ice was saying, we need to get to the hangar. Are you sure? The mutants will have guards there for sure. And he's kind of wishy-washy. And we don't need to get far. Jump to just to Long Island. Supposed to escape, remember? That's how we'll do it. And in the hangar is Sabretooth. Well, looky here, a couple little snacks. Oh, I hate that character so much. We can do this, Inferno. That's exactly why I haven't had us to study all those mutant files. And that's like, this is Sabretooth. I know his capabilities. Yeah, I too. That's how I know we're screwed. So anyway, he's got crap dripping off of him. Is he like, okay, he's called Inferno. Does he like exude, like gasoline or something, and then he can light it? That's what it looks like.
I thought he was just fire powers. I don't
Well, he's
know
got
enough.
goop coming off his hands, is what I'm in this thing here. A firestorm? How the hell is that supposed to work? See, he's in that little. So about that time, kawoosh, and it was, it's Torchy that did it. Human Torch, Johnny Storm, Man Whore. Sorry. Anyway, so they fight, and of course, she set him on fire, and he's like, "Get out of here! Get out of here! We just can't leave him! We have to! This is our only chance!" This wasn't your fight, Blondie,
Right.
Sabretooth is telling him. But hey, you want to side with the humans? That's fine by me. See how far it gets you. So anyway, all that fire is doing is just pissing Sabretooth off, is all it's doing. And, somebody's telling Storm touchdown, Torch is down, but two of the baby and humans got away in a sky sled. I see them, Sabretooth. Wolverine, do you read me? And it's like, yep. And two got away. Okay, now here's one of my questions. Right here.
Okay.
I got a question. You
Okay,
see,
go for it.
this is obviously the older Archangel. His wings is fire. What the hell is
No,
going on?
that's young Angel, actually.
And his wings are fire?
Yes, he was. There was a crossover between the Guardians of the Galaxy
Yeah.
and the X-Men.
It's like
Oh,
Black
I don't
Mass or
know.
something like that. Yeah. I
Yeah,
never read it,
and
but I remember when it came out.
he what?
Go ahead.
Yeah, his powers were amped up, and he got. I don't know how they define them exactly, but he has glowy wings now that do something with fire. But that is young Angel, not old Angel.
Because it seems to me the old one got like, I was reading an old Wolverine and X-Men, I don't remember when I read it, but he'd like got, he was like an apocalypse, one of the apocalypse, four things of the apocalypse with
Right.
that character, and he got devolved and reborn and forgot everything, but he had metal wings that shot stuff still.
Yeah, they shot spikes and stuff, and I think he is at that point again. But
He's a
again,
bad guy again.
the
Okay.
fire. Well, he's not a
Gotcha.
bad guy. He's an X-Men,
Okay.
but he. I don't know all his story. I don't particularly like the character, regardless of what in version of it
Okay.
is.
So yeah, he shows up, Angel or Archangel. I think it's just Angel. That's the young Angel you said, with his flaming wings, and he picks up Wolverine, I say with quotes, Wolverine Light, we'll say.
X-23.
X-23, yeah.
Yes.
My rat just showed up. I'm on it. We'll stop them. I know you will, Laura. And he's talking. She's Selenia. Kurt, how are the prisoners? All the targets are they are now secured, or more accurately, they're in limbo. So you see a bunch of demons flying around, and Johnny Storm looks like somebody took his puppy away, and So they're surrounded by demons. Looks like a corporate meeting. And so Isa's like, we got away. It's on Sky Cycle. And you see Flaming Angel is chasing them. Wolverine in tow. I'm going to be, I guess it's not a, not a fastball special, but a drop ball special, because he's going to drop, you know, on there. And Isa's saying, just hold on. We don't have far to go. And the Inferno guy's shooting at him. And she puts out two claws, because that's all she's got on each hand. And drops them on there just a little farther, and it goes, she just goes right through them, bam, and hits the ground hard, which apparently, you know, she can heal. She's, you know, Wolverine's clone, female version. Isn't that right? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, she heals just fine.
And she's like, how are we alive? I cushioned the fall of my powers. And she's like ISO. She controls atmospheric pressure, I take it.
Yes.
Okay. Not for her, though. She has a healing factor. She can take it. This is still up there. Angel's still up there. Don't worry. We made it to this spot. For what? Not what. Who? And there's some big, I don't know what it is, in the middle of the ground covered up. And apparently it's some guy or large creature that has some kind of gating powers, and it did something. And, you know, we forgive you. Please forgive us. And then they're coming after him. And see, he's got crap gooping off his hands again. It's like he's got exudes napalm from his hand. Anyway, a big portal opens up in the ground, and they get away. Boom. And so there you go. And next thing you know, don't have an idea where they're at. Where did Eldrak send us? I don't care, as long as we're away from Wolverine. And hey, guess who's here? Old Man Logan. And we're continued.
That is a fact, Jack.
Let's see, how far are we? We're only half. You want to do the third one?
I do not.
Okay,
actually.
That's fine.
I'm good. Didn't like number three very much. So.
Yeah, I glanced through it. It's okay. All right,
No. All right.
Wow.
Booyah.
So different from the ones I remember. So different.
They are different. They're darker.
Well,
they're
dark to begin with, but they're really, really dark now.
Yeah.
Well, I guess impending extinction will do that to you.
Yeah, they're a little irritated. They're a little. The thing is, they've changed the scope of that sickness that comes from the Terrigen Cloud. We've discussed that before, but initially they just did some mutants would die, someone gets sick, and now they're like, nope, we're all going to die. So it's like the legacy virus from way back when, where some would die, someone gets sick. So it's just the latest version of illness that mutants are susceptible to. They should just put them on a big plastic bubble.
Maybe they should leave Earth. Nobody likes them here.
Yeah.
You know, join up with the Guardians of the Galaxy and, you know, restart the Star Jammers. There you go.
Star Jammers starring the X-Men.
There you go.
What?
So,
it's like when they used to do all those Justice League titles.
Yes.
Justice League featuring Martian Manhunter. League featuring
five. They just got through doing four one-shots for the new Justice League of America.
Oh, I got to read the. I still have to read the Killer Frost one.
Make sure you read it after Justice League versus Suicide,
which really ended stupidly.
Yeah. Because I read it first and it kind of spoiled it, so.
I'm sorry.
Hey, that's all right.
Sons of
not bitches. Like you didn't know that's what was going to happen anyway.
Good point.
I mean,
never mind. I take it all back.
They kind of telescoped that pretty hard, didn't they?
Well, the whole point of that series was had only one purpose, which was to legitimize Killer Frost and Lobo. That was the whole point of the whole.
True.
So,
did you catch the Oh, wait. It you reading Howl and the Green Lanterns?
I am, yes.
Did you have you read? Are you all caught up?
I have not read the very latest issue, no.
Oh, well, this won't spoil anything, but
Don't worry
there's.
about spoilers for me.
Well, it's
Don't
not
worry.
really a spoiler of the issue, but there's kind of a. There is a scene. Well, there's a scene in there. Well, you know, Brainiac shrank everything, all his stuff, so he could get more stuff. And, you know, they start breaking things and letting them out, and just to get him, you know, to freak out. Well, somebody picks up a container, and it's got that fake Lobo they tried to give us during New 52. And Hal sees it and grabs it from whoever was going to do it and says, L let's just leave that one alone and puts it to the
Oh, good.
I thought it was hilarious. It's
It
like
is
it was
hilarious.
like a snub, you know. So, but I tell you, I do like the fact that I like that whole. Okay, more spoilers if you haven't read that. The whole idea of that group of villains being the first Suicide Squad. I like that concept. That's pretty neat, I
It was very
thought.
neat. That was good. That was a good use of the concept.
Very, very cool. And they brought those characters back, and even that Rostam one that I think a lot of people made fun of, didn't they, when he was first introduced? I don't know. It seems like I did. I saw that character in an Ambush Bug book or something.
My biggest problem with the end of that is how did they leave all those villains loose? I mean, you'd think they would be a priority, but
Yeah,
no.
I know. They're setting up other things. I agree. It was a little messy at the end.
Yes.
It's like, you know, hey, we want this to happen, and we don't care how it happens. But I mean, at least it laid some Legion stuff down. Thought that was good. She mentioned Saturn Girl a couple times, Emerald Empress. But yeah, I agree with you. It ended. It was very sloppy. The ending was very sloppy. The whole. I mean, there were lots of good parts to it, but overall, it was extremely contrived.
Yes. All right.
Almost forced. All right, that's enough. Let's wrap this
Good.
up. As always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com and let us know what you think there. Or you can join us on the Facebook page. I haven't been very active because I've been working my butt off, but hey, you know, that's how it goes. Got to pay the bills. And also, you can send, wait, no. Yes, comment on the actual episode. Sorry, I got distracted. Comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. And that is it for this week. And we are out.